Viter in Shas. We're in the Chulin Daf Kuv Zayin. Picking up the top of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines down. First one in line. Amar Papa, Hi Arisa Didaloi. Rashi explains that this was a tzinor, is a pipe. Sheshovchim lo mayim. You pour water in it. Mina yor b'deliv u'molich mayim l'sados. There was a like a canal that water was drawn in buckets and poured into the ditches and carry the water to the surrounding fields. You can't wash your hands with the water in that ditch by dipping your hands into it. I don't think it's going to become tar. The law also we call gavra because the waters didn't come on his hands from koach gavra. Even though the water was poured from a kli, right, from that bucket into the ditch, by the time they reach his hands, they're no longer being propelled by the force of his pouring, but they're just flowing on their own. And therefore, there's no netilas yadayim, there's no tefilas yadayim, and no netilas yadayim because it's only good when the water is propelled onto the hands by force of a person. And there's no tefilas yadayim since this groove doesn't have 40 saw of water, which is the minimum amount which is necessary for the heliga, for the mikvah. But if he's near to where the water is being poured from the bucket, then it's okay, you can be in his time. And if the bucket is perforated with a hole that takes in liquid so that the stream that's coming from, it's pouring down the water, the stream of water flows from the water in the bucket through the hole and connects to the water of the canal, which the water is being taken, right? That is, we have a hole that's big enough that the bottom of the bucket were put on top of the water. Water would seep into it. That's a hole that allows water that's in the kli to come out. And when the hole is in such a situation, then the stream that comes through the hole from the bucket to the canal is recognizable. So when he pours the water from the bucket into the ditch, at the same time, then what's going to be the din? The water in the ditch is considered connected to the water in the canal, and one can stick his hands in the water flowing through the ditch, and they become tahor in reference to bread. Vamarava says, Rava, kli shenika bekonis maskar, a kli that's perforated with a hole that takes in liquid, you're not allowed to use it for Netilas Yadayim, right? It's not considered a kli anymore. Halachas have to do with like the kli. Vamarava kli she'ein bo revius. If a kli doesn't have a revius of water, this also ain't notul mental yadayim. You can't go and do Netilas Yadayim from it. Any, is that really true that the washing of the hands needs a revius? Vamarava kli she'ein machzik revius ain't notul mental yadayim. Don't wash your hands with it before eating. But if it can hold the revius, and even if it doesn't have the revius, then it can be used. Lokasha halachad. This first statement of Rava, which says that the kli has to have a revius, is talking about where one person is washing with the kli. Halatrei. And the second statement of Rava, which implies that even less than a revius of water is okay for washing, is talking about when there's a where the second of the two people is washing with it. The Tanaim, when it's in the Mishnah, may revius notin liyadayim le'echad. A revius of water can be used for washing the hands for one person, apilu shnayim, and even for two people. Amar lei Rav Sheshes Lameimar, kapdiso amana. Are you makbid about washing only with a kli? Rashi says she kli shalim, that the kli should be whole, not broken at all. Amalei, he said, in, yep. Chazusa, he says, what about the way that it appears? Does it have to be like clear, like water? Or is it possible, Rashi says, Shehebehen Maramayan? Maybe even if it looks like Dio, like ink or something. Amalei, he said, in, yeah, I'm Makbaran. Ashiura, what about the Shira making sure that there's a revius? Says Rashi. Amalei, in, he says, yes. Some say, Achi Amalei, some say this is a conversation that happened. Amon of Achazusa Kabdinan, about using only a kli and about the water's appearance, we're makbid. Ashiura lo kaptina, but about the fact of having a revius, we're not makbid. The Tanaim, we learned that in Mishnah, mi
May revias notinly a daim leechad. A revias of water can be used for washing hands for one person. Rafilu shnayim, and even for two people. Right, so it must be that a revias is something which is not required. Velohi, but it's not the case. The Amimer's inference of the Mishnah that a revias is not necessary for washing is not correct. Shiny awesome, there it's different. Mishnah dekasim yishiri tyra. The Mishnah's case, the less the revias water that's used by the second person comes from the remnants of purification. Right, but there has to be at least a revias that started with. Rashi says of a meikara, it's such a revias. You got to at least start off with a revias. Story time. Asking Rav Yaakov min harp kod natla by reviasa. He made a revias-sized glass to use as a standard that all the measures, you know, people can figure out how to measure things. Rashi says shoschuches kari le kari natla v'haisa. Utsnas l'sharba, l'sharba kli, shall call ish v'ish, shemetakno lito yodav. Right, this is like a bit of measuring cup. Askin Rav Ashi, buhutzal kuza, basur yasa. He made a VSI's jug to work in Hutzal as a standard that they can measure everything, the washing cups. From Rava, Megufas Chavish Shetikna, the cover of a cask, the one modified for washing, notably mentally a dime, but be used for washing one's hands. Rashi explains, if you make a hole, if you carve a hole in the underside of a barrel so that it holds a revias, even though the cover was not originally made to be used to contain things, it's now able to be used for Netil Sedaim. Tanya Namiachi, a Brisa, which supports this idea. Magufas chavish tikna, if you have the cover of the cask, you modify for washing, you don't have a dime. Chamas, chemes, kshifa, shetiknam. And if you have a chemes or kshifa, which is a chemes and kshifa are different types of skin bottles, says Rashi. Notle mehenli a dime. You're allowed to go ahead and, like, even though they're made told liquids, they can't stand on their own when they're open. And therefore, they're no good for until it's a dime unless they're modified to stand on their own. Notlam henli a dime, they can be used for washing hands. Sack for kupa, but when you have a sack or a wicker basket, even though they're able to go ahead and hold water, in notlam henli a dime, you can't use to wash your hands. Because generally they're not able to be holding water, and they're not usually used for such a thing. Iboy lehu, frak de gemara, mau lechol b'mapa. What's it then about eating with a cloth? If, let's say you didn't wash your hands, can you wrap your hands in the cloth so the hands not touching the bread and then eat it like that? Rashi says, Mishal not the yodav. Mao lifros mapa ayodav lo yigav ochlam yochol. You know, put on gloves when you eat. So let's go on. Mi chashirin dilma naga olo. Are we worried that even though there's a cloth there, we're worried that he's going to touch with the bread with his hands, and therefore it's us that have with that washing? Or we're not worried it's such a thing, therefore it'd be mutter. Toshamah, let's see. From a Mishnah and Sukkah. When they gave Rabbi Tzaddik food smaller than a ochel pachas mikabetsa, that's less than the size of an egg. And this is talking about the story of what happened was, you know, that where you're allowed to eat on Sukkah, so you're allowed to eat on Sukkah, it's meant to have a snack outside the Sukkah. And the Mishnah said, Yochum and Zechariah and Gamliel would be Mephimisher, said then there'd be even snacks in the Sukkah. And it says, Rabbi Tzaddik didn't practice this chumrah, and he ate snacks outside of the sukkah. I think that's important to know what's going on here. So, umishana salur rabbi tzadok, ochel pachas mechabetza, he had less than a kabetza, notel b'mapa v'ochel b'chutz ha-sukkah, he took with the cloth and he ate it outside of the sukkah. Right, he held that birchas ha-mazon is necessary only when you have a kabetza. Anyway, my lav ha-kabetza boy, b'tilas yadayim. Now, is it not mashma that it was only because he ate less than a kibetza, which doesn't need to use a dime, that he ate it with the cloth, but if he had the size of a kibetza, he would be have to wash his hands, and he wouldn't have been able to get out of it by using a cloth. And therefore, he seems to be saying that eating with it does not potter somebody from washing their hands. So it's a gemara, this is not a raya. Dilma ha kibetza bari sukkah ubari bracha. Maybe the message is coming to be mashma that but if it was the size of a kibetza, it would need a sukkah and also need berachas hamazon
after eating it, but nothing to do with the fact of a cloth. Toshma. Let's try again. The Shmuel Ashkel Rav Karcha b'Machva. Shmuel found Rav is eating with his cloth wrapping his hands. I'm related to Shmuel. You figure that Rav was holding the bread with the cloth because he didn't wash his hands. So he said to him, right, figuring he didn't wash his hands. Beep, turn the page. Kufsan Mabez. Avdin Kedain. Do we act like this? In other words, do we eat bread without washing our hands? Rav says, V'chios and Ken Lecha B'lun Natila. Amalei says, Daitik Tzaralai. He says, I did wash my hands. And the only reason I'm holding this in a cloth is not because of halachic. He says, I'm just a little more of a istinus. I says, istinus, honey. Dafi shalat al tiyodi, if she lecha b'yodi. I don't eat with my hands. I don't do such a thing. So we see over here that this is no raya. He saw the Rabbi Zeir, and Rabbi Zeir went to Eretz Yisrael, asked chinul Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, to ka'achli b'vloi chamasos. He found Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi that were eating bread with worn-out skin bottles wrapped around their unwashed hands. Fascinating. Says Rashi that chamsos b'luyin, korchin yedeim b'em, they wrapped their hands with it, ba'ochim b'luyin atiyos adayim, they wrapped their hands with it, Amar, so he thought he did that because he heard that Shmuel found Rav eating without a cloth, and he said, trey gavri rav revei t'kavasaychu litu Bedrava Shmuel, two people, great people like you, who make a mistake for the story of Rav and Shmuel. Do you really think the Rav was eating with the cloth because his hands weren't washed? How'd I think it's our comment? He's just saying that he's in his tennis. That's why he did it. But he did wash his hands. That's from that story. They thought that they could do that. Ishtemitzei ha da amar rav tachlifa baravim yamar Shmuel. It was must have been that it alluded Rav Zeira, that which Rav Tachlifa Bar Avima said, in the name of Shmuel, that he tira mapa la'ochli truma. The rabbi's matir eating with a cloth for those who eat truma, for kohanim, that they're careful. When that word, maybe they touch it directly with their hands. Flo tira mapa la'ochli taros. But they didn't matter for those who eat taros, right? That's talking about eating chulin and taros hakodesh. They're not as careful like kohanim are, and therefore we're scared that if we allow them to eat with a cloth, they might touch the food directly with their hands. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kohanim Avu. They were Kohanim, right, who ate Chuma, so they could do it. Yibar Lahu, Ochel Machmas Meichel. Let's say, if someone's eating because, from someone who's feeding him, right, someone who's being fed by someone else, is putting the bread in his mouth. Does he need a Tehillat Yadayim? Or maybe not. Why would he have to, he's not touching the bread at all? Tashma, let's figure it out from the following story. Rav Huna bar Schora, Havakoi kame Rav Hamnuna, Bolam le umtza, he roasted a piece of meat for him in coals. She says, Bolam le umtza, chatech l'chatichas basa, Bolam is, anyway, so he roasted him the stuff, and he put it together with bread into Rav Hamnuna's mouth, achel, and he ate it. Amar le, Rav Huna bar Schora said to him, E lav de Rav Hamnuna at. If not for the fact that you're Rav Hamnuna, lo safino lach, I wouldn't feed you. Right? You're clear in halacha, but I wouldn't have fed you without washing your hands. My time is, and what's the reason that being Rav Hamnuna allowed him to, Rav Huna bar Schora to feed him? Lamishim deserved the longer. Must be, he sees someone who's very careful not to touch the bread without washing his hands, with his unwashed hands. So one who's being fed by someone else doesn't have to go and do it. Says Gorav, lo, Madariah. Really, he does have to. Dezar is kadim umashi yidei meikar. Who is one who's careful and certainly washed his hands before this this whole situation happened? Toshima, let's try again. Dam Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav. Lo yitin adam prusa tochpiv shel shamish. One should not place a piece of bread in the mouth of a waiter. Elim kin yodei shabo shel natalonov. As soon as he washes his hands, v'shamish v'chol kol kos v'kos. The waiter receives a blessing on each cup of wine that he's going to drink. V'edim avarach al kol prusa prusa. He doesn't make a bracha on every piece of bread that he's given, because he knows with certainty that he's going to be given as much bread as he needs. So all the bread that he eats is considered part of this, you know, one continuous eating as opposed to the wine. A waiter is not allowed to just take wine that's over there, and he has no way of knowing when it's going to get out of the cup. Therefore, he has to make a new bracha on it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mevarech Al Kol Pusuk Musa. No, he makes a bracha on every single piece of bread that he is given, even on the bread. Amar Papa Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Lokash. Okay, it makes sense that Rav, it's weird, doesn't make a bracha on the bread that he eats, Rabbi Yochanan, that the waiter makes a bracha on every piece of bread that he eats. Had the ika adam chashuv, because Rav's talking about where there's a adam chashuv over there. When there's adam chashuv, Torah Tamar Chacham, who knows that one is chayiv to offer the waiter bread, so then he's gonna not have to make a bracha. And hard the lek adam chashuv, but Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case where there's no adam chashuv over there. Therefore, the waiter doesn't know whether or not he's going to be given bread or not given bread, and therefore, a new piece of bread every time is a new act of eating, and he's in a bracha. Mikol makom haka'amar, I still said, Elaim kein yodea shenot yadav. It's only unless you know he washes his hands. So it must be even a person is being fed by someone else who has to wash his hands. He's going, no, shiny shamish the turret. The waiter is different because he's preoccupied with serving, and he might therefore forget that he didn't wash and touch the bread that he's eating. A guest at a meal should not give a piece of bread to the waiter, whether the cup is in the waiter's hand or whether the cup is in the hand of the host. Maybe there's going to be something bad that happens. He's going to upset the host and he's going to come to choke on his drink. Right, we saw this drop earlier. Says Rashi, Bechem in the Archim Kamer, Shalay Yichos Balabais, make him angry because you show say Chonko Lo Yayim is going to choke him Mazik Lo Bala Ubalo Kas Nami Mitok Shechash Shalo Yichle Alechem the Archim who Mabitum Mitzis Bamesh Zenos in Marcos Nishbach Miado, if you look at Piara Shamash Shalay Yishbachanu, you don't do it. Vashamash Shalay Natal Yadov and about a way or didn't wash his hands, Azalit Brusel Dachmiv, you can't put a bruise in his mouth, it must be. You have to wash, even if someone else is putting the bread in your mouth. Ibailu, Ibailu, Frax and Gemara, Michael, Sarkin, just time. There's a feeder in the Tils of Dime. That's when putting the bread in the mouth. Oh, you know, Sarkin doesn't need the Tils of Dime. Toshima, the Tani, the Veir, and Nasha. Abisham and Gamliel Omer, Isha Midicha, Skada, Achas, B'mayim, and Asas, Pasla, B'na, Katan. A woman can wash one hand with water on Yom Kippur and give the bread to her kid. We're to go and eat. Amar Alav, clearly you have to wash your hands, it looks like. Amar Alav al Shama Azakin, Shalo Ratzel Ahachel Begyoto Achas. He didn't want to feed his child even with one hand. He didn't want to wash even one hand, Yom Kippur, to feed his child, and therefore he held back from even feeding him. Because of Alav Sheachel Beshtelav, and because of that, he actually made him wash both his hands, right? Because of the dangers involved, the kid has to eat. Perhaps. Anyway, the point is it's saying you have to wash both your hands. Amar Abaye, not a raya, because Hasam Mishum Shifta, there the hands are washed because of Shifta, not because of the Darabanan of, this gazir of washing hands. What's this? It says, Ruach Ra, Shoy Yadayim, Shalom Natal Shachris. Avalotta Yod of Shachris, if you already washed your hands for Shachris, Vlunis Darmehem, Uba Lahachel, Schavir, Ein Sarkhli Tila, Vlarman, the Stam, no Saint Latoch Piv, Tikon Rabbanan Tila. You wouldn't have to do it in such a case. It's only talking about that you didn't wash your hands in the morning. But when you wash your hands in the morning, Nikvasa, you're good. Tashema, let's try again from the following story. Davu, the Shmuel, Ashkel, the Shmuel, the Kabachi. Shmuel's father found Shmuel that he was crying when he was a kid. Amaleah, my Kabachi, what are you crying? The Machyan Rabbi, he said, because my teacher hit me. Amai says, why did he hit you? The Amalika, Safis Levrai, Velo Masha Sivach. Because he said to me, you fed my son and you did not wash your hands. My Lamasha, so he said, why didn't you wash your hands before you touch the bread? Amalei, who achil vana mashina, he's eating, and I should wash? Like, why would that be? So Amalei, Shmuel's father says to him, lo mistaye de lo gamir mcha nami machi. It's not enough the teacher didn't learn the laws of Tils of Dayim, doesn't know that one who feeds someone else doesn't have to wash their hands, but he also goes and hits him. Hilchas awat salacha, ochel machas maichel, one who's eating, by someone else who's feeding him, he needs the Tils of Dayim. But the feeder does not have to wash their hands.
Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Sorer of the Muslim Kingdom of Pachasachas. First thing, you wrap meat and cheese in one cloth. As long as they are not touching one to the next. Two guests that are staying at the same hotel. Then ochel shulchan echad, they can eat on one table because they're not worried they're going to eat from each other's food. Zebos of zegvina, this one of meat, this one of cheese. V'nechol shem, we're not worried at all. They don't know each other, they're not going to want to. No gas, zebos zebayaba. Even if milk and meat are touching each other, it's cold and cold. It doesn't make a difference. Amar abaye nehi de kalipa lobay. It's true that cold and cold doesn't need peeling because they didn't absorb one from the next. Hadacha mi lobay, but it doesn't need a dacha. It does, and we don't want that issue. So therefore, we don't want you to put them together. Milk and meat together, I'm not worried. That's only if they don't recognize one another. If they know each other, then it's going to be a problem. Also, because they're going to come deep from each other. So this can come from dislikes and meat, zebah gvina, so with this cheese. Ochel shulchan echad, zebos of zagvina, veichel shana word. Velo asu, ela betfisa achas, the only iser about putting these things on the table, unless they're in one bundle, right, where they touch one another. Says Rashi, velo asu, ela so basam gvina, ela shulchan, ela betfisa achas, bekrach echad, if it's one bundle. Now, you want to say the Isser applies only when the meat and the cheese are touching one another in one bundle? Why? When they're touching each other, when they're touching one another in one bundle, it's Isser even if they are not on the table on which they're eating. It means it's similar to one bundle, right, where there's no distinct object separating between the two. However, if there's a distinct thing separating, then the milk and the meat, then it's going to be something which is mutter. Like, it's a reminder not to eat from another. So if I'm eating milk and someone I know is eating meat, as long as you put something in the hecker, in the mitzvah, it's going to remind us, it's fine. Amar le Rav Yemer bar Shlemia le Abaye, shnei achim, if you have two brothers that know each other, makvid and zedzah, but they're makvid, and they don't eat from one another, then ma'a, what's going to be the din in such a case? Rashi says, "Kivin the makvidin, shein zeh ochel mishal zeh, mutar lo." Since a makvid is a mutar not, amalei, they don't eat from each other. So he says, "Yomu kol asvikin asuin." People are going to say, "Can it be that all other svikin are asu, svikin baitos mutar, and the svikin and baitos are going to be mutar?" This is from a Gemara in Psachim, and it brings a brisa that Aser's making matzahs with designs, suikin and mitzianim, because we're worried that the dough is going to become chametz when the design is being made. Baitis was a baker. He said to the chum that he's allowed to make such matzahs because he had stamps which would make it immediate. And they said back to him, people are going to say, does it make sense? Everything else is aser, but baitis is going to be mutter. Since bakers generally don't have these stamps, people are going to think that he did it by hand and not a stamp, and they're going to see that this is mutter, that they themselves are going to do it also, right? So our case also, if we allow these two brothers who are makvid with one another to have cheese and milk on one table, people don't realize that they don't talk to each other, they're going to think all cannot's going to come to a problem. Says Gamar, according to your logic, then such a thing, we're worried that people are going to see stuff and make mistakes. Hadam Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Misha Ein Lo Ela Chalak Echad. Someone who has one chalak, one shirt. Mutal Chavsav Chol Shomoyed. He's allowed to wash it on Chalamoyed. Why? Yomer, people are going to say, beep, turn the page. Kuf Chesam Av, Kol Srikin Asurin. Going to be all Srikin or Asur, all the designs are Asur, Srikin Baitis Mutarin. Right there also. You know, people are going to be, you're going to think you can do laundry. No, Hasam, Ha'amar Marbar Rav Asi, Ezur Mochiach Elav, his belt will be a mochiach, will prove that he only has one shirt over here. It was only worn, it was always worn with a belt, which was held in place by the loops of the garment. And a person who only wore the wand would remove the belt from it that he was not using and put it in place on the one he's going to wear. But if only he had one tunic, he always left the belt in place, even when he was washing it. So the one seeing it being laundered to see the belt there will realize right away this guy only has one thing, and that's the exception, and we're not going to learn from that and make a mistake. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here, and we'll show you all a great, great day.